Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. In connection with an embezzlement incident involving the Laker youth football program, Caseville resident Christine Gettle has avoided a jail sentence by repaying the program over $7,000 as part of a plea agreement. The ordeal dates back to the period between 2021 and 2023, when discrepancies in the program's financial records prompted an internal inquiry by the committee. Despite efforts to address these discrepancies, Christine Gettle, aged 42, allegedly failed to account for missing funds or provide adequate documentation. Upon assuming control of the program's accounts, the new committee unearthed a deficit ranging from $6,000 to $8,000, raising suspicions of financial misconduct that were promptly reported to the Huron County Sheriff's Department. As per the plea agreement proposed by the Huron County Prosecutor's Office, Christine Gettle promptly repaid the full restitution amount of $7,066.25. If she completes the terms of her delayed sentence, her conviction would enter the record as embezzlement of more than $200,000 but less than $1,000, a misdemeanor. During the 52nd District Court sentencing on May 6th, Heather Hocken, who was preparing to assume Gettle's role as the program's coordinator in 2023 when the embezzlement came to light, provided a victim impact statement detailing the repercussions of Gettle's actions on the program and its stakeholders. Hocken's statement hinted at Christine Gettle's attempt to imply that she was framed and also noted Gettle's apparent lack of remorse for her deeds. Christine Gettle's actions have cast a shadow over the nonprofit organization, which heavily relies on contributions from parents and the local community. Her freedom and the felony embezzlement charge are pending the successful completion of a year-long probationary period. A serious crash unfolded in North Branch near the intersection of Barnes and Silverwood Roads on Saturday. Initial reports indicate that three motorcycles were involved, resulting in injuries to two individuals, one of whom sustained a head injury and was unresponsive. Emergency services, including North Branch Fire, North Branch First Responders, and Emergency Medical Services, swiftly responded to the scene to provide assistance. As a precautionary measure, Barnes Road near Silverwood Road was temporarily closed to through traffic on May 4th. This incident serves as a poignant reminder, coinciding with Motorcycle Awareness Month, to exercise caution on the roads. With warmer weather encouraging increased motorcycle activity, it is crucial to adopt a vigilant, look twice, save a life approach. For ongoing updates in this developing story, stay tuned to Thumb Broadcasting. We have reached out to the Lapeer County Sheriff's Office, who confirmed the occurrence of the motorcycle crash. We have been referred to Detective Parks of the Accident Reconstructive Team and are awaiting further information. And we'll continue with more news for you at WLEW and WHST after this.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The search continues for a stolen 2002 Polaris 400 ATV, with the Sanilac County Sheriff's Office rallying public support. The vehicle vanished from a residence along M-19 north of Argyle near Cass City Road. The incident unfolded late on Sunday, April 21st, with the ATV's ignition reportedly heard around 11 p.m. Despite investigative efforts, viable leads remain scarce, emphasizing the importance of public cooperation in aiding law enforcement's endeavors to recover the stolen property. Sporting a distinct green coloration, the ATV features a front windshield and welded-on hitch, serving both as a mode of transportation and a cherished asset. While a somewhat blurred image of the ATV circulates on thumbnet.net, Authorities remain optimistic that any information, regardless of its perceived significance, could prove instrumental in the vehicle's retrieval. Residents are urged to promptly report sightings or pertinent details to Sanilac County Central Dispatch at 810-648-2000. Furthermore, anonymous tips can be relayed via the Sanilac County Sheriff's Office app, facilitating a concerted effort in locating the missing ATV. Seaboyings Police Department is urgently seeking the public's help in identifying a suspect involved in an attempted burglary at Luke's Supermarket over Easter weekend. The individual tried to enter the store by cutting through steel siding, but was thwarted by an inner wall. Surveillance footage reveals a white or light-colored SUV linked to the suspects. One suspect, described as a light-complexioned black male wearing a hoodie, face mask, gloves, cowboy boots, and carrying a backpack, was observed. The SUV, which circled the area, likely headed south on M25 after the failed attempt. Chief Steve Repke urges community assistance in identifying the suspect, emphasizing the importance of collective action in solving the case. Anyone with information should contact the Seaboyne Police Department through Facebook, phone, or email at police@seaboyngmi.gov. Chief Repke underscores the community's commitment to combating local crime, stating, "It takes a village, and our village takes such acts against our businesses personally." And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. And the temperature is currently 53 degrees, the wind speeds are calm, and the humidity is 44%.